Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Big show today. We're talking to a lady who works for an insurance company. She says there's been over $3 billion worth of electronic devices damaged by our dogs and cats and animals, our companion animals.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. Is that it? 1 year? We're going to have to check on that and make sure that's right. That seems like a lot.
I know it does, but the electronics aren't cheap.
I'm in there.
Are you?
I'm in there. Yeah, I am.
Have your animals ever damaged your devices?
The bird. The bird's the worst. The bird has destroyed one phone and at least 30 remotes. But, you know, that doesn't go on the insurance. But the
about the remotes all the time. Yeah, people always call in and saying the remote's been buried or in the backyard. They found it after 3 years.
Passes in the poop, actually.
Have you seen that? What have you seen?
Oh, yes. I've taken x-rays, and you can see parts of the remote in the stomach. And we've had one where the dog vomited up pieces of it. The other one, it actually passed it.
Wow, that's...
And we just wash it off and reuse it.
Ew.
How about you, Joy? Joy, have you had any of your electronic devices peed on, vomited on, destroyed, chewed?
I have to tell you, my kids are just the absolute most fabulous kids. They don't do things like that at all. But then bear in mind, I'm with them almost all the time. So they don't get bored. They don't get lonely. They don't get all those things a lot of animals do.
Now, do they know what you're thinking? Do they know that you know what they're thinking?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, sometimes they play little games and they think, well, I can think something and I can whisper it. My mom won't be able to hear me. But I keep saying, I'm sorry, honeys. I do get that.
The perfect dogs.
Yeah. You're a little jealous.
Yes, I am.
Well, Joey, I can teach you, and then you can have a perfect dog, too.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah, I know. Just talk to Alan about that one.
Hey, Stace, what are you doing?
Have you heard about the Guinness Book of World Records winner for the largest item on any menu in the world? Oh, when I tell you this, it's hard to believe. You won't find it at a pig roast, though, that's for sure. You're not going to be able to find it on a spit. I don't think they could put it on a spit. They might be able to. You never know what they can do in Egypt. Hint, hint. Okay, I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
You're like shaking your head.
I know what it is. Yes. Okay. Yes, it took me a minute, but I figured it out.
We'll stick around for that. Let's head on over to Lucille. You know, there was a B.B. King song, Lucille.
Lucille.
Was that written about you, Lucille?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, where are you calling from today?
Calling from Burnville, Pennsylvania, near Reading. Listen to WEEU.
Oh, they are such a great station. I love those guys over there. Well, tell us, what is going on? I have the Dream Team here to answer any of your questions.
Okay, I wanted to talk to Dr. Debbie, and I've had a cat, I guess, about 3 weeks now. He started with, like, 3 days of vomiting where he vomited up nothing but, like, white foamy saliva. He wouldn't eat, barely would drink. So I took him to the vet, and they did an x-ray, and they thought they seen a blockage. So they did exploratory surgery, and they found nothing. They said there was a little bit of hard poop in the bowel, but nothing that would have caused this problem. So they sent him home. After he got home, he had the same problem, took him back in again. So they put him on a pill for nausea. And they put him on a quarter pill, which he's still on every 3 days, to increase his diet. Now, he is a bit overweight. He's 14 pounds, and he's 5 years old.
Okay. So when they did the surgery and they said they saw stool in his colon, did they describe that he was blocked, like constipated, or they just saw some poop and it was no big deal kind of thing?
Well, they said he could have been constipated. They said they found a little bit of hard poop in there, but... they did put him on, I mix in his moist once a day, a little bit of Miralax. That's what they told me.
Wonderful stuff. That's such wonderful stuff.
So that's what he's on now, about once a day. He walks around like he's still not feeling quite right.
Okay. And then when they did the exploratory, did they do any kind of biopsies of any sort, of the intestines, pancreas, anything like that?
No, they didn't say. They said everything looked good.
Okay. Well, just because sometimes when we have a vomiting situation that's looks bad enough that we suspect there's a blockage, sometimes we do honestly have to go in and look. It's an opportunity, though, to actually take biopsies of the bowel, because there are some things that can cause vomiting that aren't going to look visually, kind of jump out at you, that we might pick up on a biopsy. Some of those things, inflammatory bowel disease is, you know, it's a problem in cats, just like in people. It can cause ongoing vomiting, diarrhea, weight loss. Some cats just don't eat well with some of these problems. So those kind of things you have to prove by a biopsy. So I don't know, like, with the particulars of your kitty's situation, but those are things that, you know, I like to think of. So it's good that they ruled out the obstruction. The other things I look at with a kitty with, you know, chronic vomiting is I really like to look at diet, deworming, and kind of the environmental things, anything that the kitty might be chewing on, ingesting environmentally, whether it's houseplants, toys, things like that. So for me, if I have a kitty with, you know, bad vomiting, I do like to deworm them, because cats can actually get stomach worms, which they don't actually pass in the stool. You don't see them, and they can get stomach worms from eating little things that run around, like cockroaches, snails, you name it. So that's something that's well worth just a prophylactic deworming, if you will. But, you know, from there, if he's eating and he's picking up to eating with his mirtazapine, the appetite stimulant that they're giving him, then we might see about using a hypoallergenic in a kitty like this. A hypoallergenic diet, which could be used for something like inflammatory bowel disease. And that might be something if, you know, if he takes to it, you can give it a whirl and see how the vomiting might do after several weeks of being on that kind of diet. But for any kitty that has any kind of constipation, pooping issues, you mentioned Miralax, and I just think this is the most wonderful thing for cats. And if they're constipated, older cats in particular can have a real problem where they only poop every few days. And for me, if I hear that, that a cat's not pooping regularly, but they're eating well, you know, I do like Miralax, and I can say human use as well. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing. It's a lifesaver. So, you know, I think what your veterinarian is suggesting, all of those things are really sound good things. And it just might take using some of these other therapies and trying some different things, you know, to see if we can find something that's working for your baby.
Okay.
And does he chew on anything? Has he ingested string, or does he like to eat things like that?
I seen maybe him chewing like on some fuzzies like that was on the carpet. That's okay. The only thing I noticed, because he doesn't go outside. He's strictly an indoor cat. Mm-hmm. But that's the only thing I noticed, unless he got a hold of something here that I haven't seen. I try to keep everything out of reach for them as much as possible.
Yeah, and it is so important also that not just eating with a kitty, but, you know, drinking, that we make sure this guy is getting adequate hydration. So making sure he's drinking, and if he's not, then, you know, talk to the veterinarian about, you know, if we need to get some fluids for him so he can, you know, stay fully hydrated. Because that'll run a cat down. You know, all that vomiting for several days in a row, it depletes their, you know, their hydration. Also, sometimes look at electrolyte disturbances that we, you know, we just have to correct that in addition to the anti-nausea medicines that we typically use. So I hope that goes better for you and for your guy. And he's a young fella, so we want to get this fellow well. You said he's 5 years old?
Yeah, that's the reason I thought, you know, we if he would have been, you know, much older, the vet had said about putting him down. And I said I just didn't feel like I wanted to do that, because, I mean, he's like one of my favorite cats. I have several, but, you know, and he's a good cat.
Thank you so much for your call. This is Dr. Debbie. I'm your vet friend, looking out for your pet friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dog father. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm itching my ass off right now. That's how I'm doing.
Why is that?
Because I got poison ivy. And this is probably the fourth time in my grooming career that I've gotten poison ivy from a dog.
Whoa.
So it wasn't even you playing in the bushes. It was a dog?
No, it was a dog, and it was funny because the woman actually warned me. It was the first time I was warned. She says that the dog was out, and it was out in the woods, and there was a lot of poison ivy, and that was the whole reason why they were bringing the dog in to be groomed, because she had gotten it from it from the dog before. All right, no problem. I didn't really think too much of it, but just so everyone knows, you can contract poison ivy from your pets. Mm. Or an avid hiker, and or you just have it in your backyard, and your dogs, you know, they love to roll around and everything. Now, contrary to belief, dogs do get poison ivy. It's not very common, but some dogs will come down with some irritation and wow. Some rash, and it's usually not as bad as you know, as if you got it. There's a couple of things you could do. Number one, and the best thing that I found so far, is a product called Tecnu, T-E-C-N-U. It's safe for pets and it's safe for you. Now, what it does, it breaks down the oils that that the poison ivy, poison oak actually give off. So it'll break that down, you rinse it away. But a lot of people, you know what, they don't want to wash their pets. So if you don't want to wash your pets, in a pinch, you can use some type of waterless shampoo. Now, matter of fact, the Wall product works very well, too. They're waterless shampoo that you can use as well. And I would definitely take that with me. You know what? Just routinely, before you put your dog back in the car, spray them down, towel them off, and you shouldn't have too much to worry about. If it's a short-haired dog, you know what? You want to be safe. Use the Tecnu or even dish detergent. This detergent works good. I don't recommend using it a lot, only because it's not the greatest product on your dog's coat, but it definitely will help the situation. And then you won't be like me.
You know, it's kind of weird to hear you say that, because you're such a big, tough guy, you know, a soprano type of guy. I got poison ivy today, and I don't know. It just doesn't fit.
Oh, wow. Big guys don't get poison ivy? Is that how it works?
I'm
going to come over there, and I'm going to rub my arms all over you.
I just thought it would take a little...
Big, nice, big kiss and a hug.
Okay? I thought it would take a little more than poison ivy to take you down. That's all
Poison ivy took me down. Put a gun on me, I'm okay. Rub poison ivy on me, I have a problem.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.